Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate masterclass on old school rave bass hooks in Ableton Live, but with a modern, super clean routing setup, so the whole thing stays mix ready and easy to arrange. The vibe we're aiming for is that early jungle, rave stab turned bass riff energy, but it's going to hit tight like modern drum and bass. Think solid mono sub underneath, and a character hook layer on top that can get gritty, chorusy, and animated without wrecking your low end. Before we touch a synth, here's the mindset for this entire lesson. Decide who owns the low end. The sub owns it. 100%. Under about 90 Hz, we want one boss in the room, and that's the sub track. The hook layer is there to speak in the mids, add attitude, and make the riff memorable. Alright, let's set the stage. Set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Now get some drums going, even if it's just a placeholder, a tight kick, a snare on 2 and 4 in halftime DNB terms, and a basic hat pattern, or load a break and layer modern drums on top. The reason we do this first is simple. Bass writing is rhythm writing. If you write bass in silence, it'll feel cool and solo and fall apart once the break comes in. Optional but helpful. Drop in a reference track and turn it down, not to copy it, but to calibrate your ears for how loud the bass feels compared to the drums. Now we build the clean routing blueprint. This is where most people skip ahead, and this is exactly why their bass gets messy later. Create a group and name it bass. Inside the group, create two tracks, one called SUB and one called Rave Hook. If you want a third later for extra resampled grit, you can add it, but don't start with 10 layers. Two layers is the whole game today. Next, set up two return tracks. Return A is bass room, a short reverb. Return B is echo throw, a tempo delay for those classic and a phrase throws. Now routing rules. This matters. First rule, SUB sends are off. No reverb, no delay, no just a tiny bit. The sub is your foundation. Effects down there smear punch and cause phase headaches. Second rule, the rave hook can send to returns, but subtle. We're adding space around the hook, not turning the bass into a fog machine. Third rule, both layers feed the bass group, and that bass group is where we do gentle glue and safety processing. Quick coaching note on levels, because gain staging is a cheat code for consistency. Aim for the SUB track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS on the track meter before it hits the group. Aim for the rave hook peaking around minus 12 to minus 8. And yes, it might feel kind of quiet in solo. That's normal. Then the bass group, as a whole peaking around minus 6 to minus 3 before any limiter. If you start here, your saturators saturate nicely, your compressors react predictably, and you're not chasing your tail later. Cool. Let's build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator, oscillator A, sine wave. Keep it simple. For the envelope, set a very fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Give it a release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click when notes end. Decay and sustain depend on your rhythm. If you want short notes that bounce, lower sustain. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. After operator, add saturator. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it denser. The point is to help the sub translate on smaller speakers and sit in the mix. Then add EQ8. Do not high pass your sub as a reflex. If it's boxy, you can do a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz, but keep it subtle. Finally, add utility and set width to 0%. That forces mono. This is not optional in DNB. Mono sub equals stable sub. Now, quick mantra, the sub should be boring in solo and perfect in the mix. If it sounds like the star of the show on its own, it's probably too harmonically rich or too loud. Alright, now the fun layer, the rave hook. You've got two main ways to do this. I'll describe both, and you can pick. Method 1 is the fastest and most authentic. Resample a rave stab and turn it into a bass hook. Grab a rave stab or Hoover stab sample. Shortcore hit is perfect. Drop it into simpler and classic mode. Start with one voice so it's mono and tight. We're going to add width later in a controlled way, not by accident. Turn on the filter in simpler. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how bright your stab is. Add a bit of filter drive, maybe 2 to 6. Then use a small to medium envelope amount so each note has a bit of pluck, like the sampler is biting at the start. Now add saturator after simpler. This is where old school stabs get that attitude. Drive it harder than you did on the sub. Think 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Then, optional, add redux, but be careful. A little downsample, like 2 to 6, can add that crunchy edge. Don't obliterate it unless you're intentionally going full retro. After that, add auto filter. This is your movement filter. It's separate from the simpler filter, so you can automate it like an instrument. Map the cutoff to a macro if you're using Rex, or just plan to automate the cutoff directly. Method 2 is synth-based. Build a rave reese or hooverish thing in Waveatable. Load Waveatable on the rave hook track. Choose a harmonically rich Waveatable for OSC 1, like a saw family wave. For OSC 2, choose a slightly different sawish wave and detune a bit. Use unison 2 to 4 voices and keep the amount around 10 to 25%. We want thickness, not a blurry stereo mess. Run it into a 24 dB low-pass filter and some drive, then add chorus ensemble in chorus mode with a slow rate and modest amount. Then saturator and EQ 8 after. Either way, the goal is the same, a hook layer that feels ravey and mid-forward, not like modern Euro sound design. We're going for attitude, not complexity. Now we write the hook. Create a MIDI clip on both SUB and rave hook. Here's a workflow that saves time and keeps everything locked. Write the SUB pattern first. Keep it rhythmically simple and supportive. Then duplicate that MIDI to the rave hook track. Now, only change a few notes on the hook layer so it sings, while the low end remains stable. For old-school jungle-flavored hooks, think syncopation and space. Leave room for the snare. Do little call-and-response phrases. A repeating two-bar motif is your best friend. Then, in bar 4 or bar 8, change one or two notes so it feels arranged instead of looped. Keys like F, F-sharp, and G tend to feel heavy and classic in this genre, especially with minor scale vibes. If you want a quick darkness trick that always works, use a minor second as a passing note. Just a quick semitone above or below the root, and suddenly it's menacing. Don't overdo it. One little moment can be more effective than 10. Now we tighten the relationship between the layers. On the rave hook track, add EQ 8 and high pass at around 80 to 120 Hz. This is huge. If your hook layer has low end, it will fight the sub, and you'll end up turning everything down and wondering why it's not hitting. Let the sub be the sub. If the hook needs more bite, give it a gentle presence boost around 1 to 3 kHz. If it's getting harsh, you can tame it later on the bus. Optional. Add a compressor on the hook layer just for control. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're looking for light gain reduction, like 1 to 3 dB. Now sidechain. This is DN Beat Essential. Put a compressor on the bass group, or on the SUB if you prefer that feel. Turn sidechain on and choose the kick track as the input. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 and tune it to the groove. Here's the teacher tip. The sidechain feel matters more than the amount of gain reduction. You might get 2 dB and it feels perfect, or 5 dB and it still feels perfect. The key is the release timing. If it comes back too late, the groove drags. If it snaps back too fast, you'll get clicks and the kick won't read clearly. Now let's do bass bus processing on the bass group. Minimal and purposeful. Start with EQ 8. If it's muddy, do a tiny cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hook is biting your face, consider a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, but only if needed. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of glue, not smashing. Then a limiter as safety only. Ceiling around minus 0.3. It should just catch the occasional peak, maybe 1 to 2 dB max. This is not your loudness stage. We're keeping headroom. Now returns. Old school space without ruining the low end. On return A, bass room. Load hybrid reverb or Ableton's reverb. Short decay, around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hook stays punchy before the room blooms. After the reverb, put in EQ 8 and high pass the reverb return around 200 to 400 Hz. That way, even if you send a little more than planned, the low end doesn't turn to soup. Send to this return only from the rave hook, and keep the send low. Think minus 20 to minus 12 dB. On return B, echo throw. Load echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback 15 to 35%. And filter the lows aggressively so the delay is all mid and top. This is for throws, not for constant bouncing low end. Automation time, because movement is where this becomes a hook and not just a loop. Here's a rule that will keep your track sounding intentional. One lane automation. Don't automate five things at once. Pick one hero movement per 8 bars. Most of the time, that's filter cutoff on the rave hook. You can also choose saturator drive, or reverb send boosts at the ends of phrases, or a single delay throw. Try a simple 16-bar energy map. Bars 1 to 4, drums plus sub only, tease it. Bars 5 to 8, bring the hook in but filter down, quieter, like it's approaching. Bars 9 to 12, hook fully open, that's the payoff. Bars 13 to 16, varination, change the last two notes, open the filter a bit more, and do a delay throw on the last note. Quick arrangement spice that screams old school. The turnaround bar trick. On bar 8 or bar 16, take one hit of the hook and pitch it up 7 semitones, that perfect fifth lift. Then drop back, or go up 12 for that classic rave answer. It keeps the motif recognizable but makes the section feel like it's going somewhere. Now, fast phase and overlap check. This takes 20 seconds and saves you an hour. Put utility on the rave hook and toggle width to 0%, so it's mono. Then while the kick plays, mute and unmute the sub. If the weight drops when both play together, it means your hook still has too much low mid fundamental energy, usually around 90 to 150 Hz. Fix it by raising the high pass slightly, or reducing any resonance in that region. Now, optional but very DNB, resampling for extra grit and personality. Create a new audio track called Rave Resample. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the rave hook output. Record a few bars of the hook. Then experiment with warp modes. Beats mode can give you choppy, rhythmic character. Complex Pro can keep it tonal if it's more musical. Chop the audio. Move one chop forward by a 16th for shuffle. Reverse one hit in bar 4 or 8. Fade tails tightly so it stays punchy. Then process it with something like drum bus with low drive and a little crunch. Auto filter for rhythmic gating, and utility to check mono. This is also a great moment for a ghost hook layer trick. Duplicate the rave hook, rename it ghost hook, high pass it aggressively, like 300 to 500 Hz, send a little more room reverb than usual, and then turn it down until you only miss it when it's muted. That adds ear authentic air without adding mud. If you want the hook to talk a bit more, here's a stock only secret weapon, vocoder after distortion on the hook. This audio version is shortened for playback.